Alrighty, that is The Defectors from Vancouver. Ouch, I just hit my head against the mic. Professional radio. Before that, I played a bunch of the Madonna bangers from Victoria. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, live from Thunderbird Radio Hell is a program. At 9 o'clock-ish, you heard Gold Stars of the Suckers. They play live in studio. And now we have a second band playing live in studio with us. Right now we have The Fiends.
Us, Ben. It's been a few years.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. Yeah, do you guys want to maybe quickly introduce yourself again to
radio? I guess the Fiends.
Yeah, I guess Rupert should go first because he has been the longest member. So
20 plus some, years, I believe.
Yeah, it's really, something like that.
Yeah, this is Rupert Fiend.
What do you do?
I play guitar and organ.
And picks his nose.
What kind of organ do you? What kind of organ do you play, Rick?
It's a really nice red one.
The organic kind.
A red one.
A big red organ.
Yeah. Let's keep it above the equator, Chad.
Yes. It's impossible.
And Chad Fiend.
Yeah. Frodo Fiend. I guess I'm kind of trying to play lead guitar.
I'm Marcus Fiend. I play bass.
I would be Craig Fiend, and I'd play the drums.
No, the fabulous time.
So I'm Tanya. Jerry Jen renamed me as Feline Fiend.
That's So. Not bad, actually.
Yeah. Yes. Therefore known as Feline Fiend. I know, I was waiting for that, and she did it, right?
Hey, I know someone that's against the Fiends and just nicknamed himself twice already. I'm not going to mention who that is, but...
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah. But you know, the Fiends is welcome to hatred. We love to be hated, so yeah, go ahead, throw it at us.
We can take it.
Yeah,
and yeah, we
love it.
We were the Fiends live on CITR. So about a year and a half ago,
I think it was a little longer than that. Probably almost 3 years ago.
It's almost 3 years ago.
What's that?
That we were up here last.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Was it about 3 years ago, Rick?
Yeah.
A bit of a lineup change. I mean, we had Zippy Pinhead on drums before. We had Peter Grip on bass.
Yeah. And Peter's
don't talk about the pink elephant in the room, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
ignore the pink elephant.
So, I know Zippy would want us to tell the story. The biggest reason why Craig got into the band is because Zippy's wife wouldn't let him across a border to go and do a Fuzz Fest 2000.
Well, that's where you met Sky Saxon. You fucking
yeah, it was an excellent show. Oh, so the gracious Craig came across the border with us and played the show. Then Pete left, and Marcus was the only replacement could replace Pete.
Yeah, you know? Right.
And Pete's been back with his other band once,
great.
At least. Yeah.
Yeah, great band. Did lots of shows with those guys.
Liv and Debbie's, we're playing with them on July 15th, I think it is, with the East Van Playboys at the Princeton.
Very nice.
And the Princeton, Les bought the restaurant next to it and returning it to its original state as a huge beer hall.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, kind of.
Les is a really good guy.
Yeah.
Very, very good.
Yes.
The big beer hall.
Real?
Don't ask me these questions on air. Of course he is.
Yeah. So the big question is the big lineup. Well, what happened? I guess a year ago.
Well, Greg sadly passed away.
Right. And
you're like all five of us in here were like really really great friends with Greg. And it wasn't a decision that we made right away that once Greg died that we were going to keep the Fiends going. I mean,
it was hard. It was hard to lose Greg, and it was hard to lose Greg for many reasons. It was like he meant so much to me. He meant the music, and I didn't want to lose the music. And
You can see that Tanya is. I think Greg must have possessed her before he passed away. Because,
I booked his last show at the Railway Club.
She's a female Greg.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, thank you, guys.
No, I mean, that in the best way. He was a
freaky, he was a very man. Much.
Before Greg passed away, we wrote, I don't even know how many songs, 20 plus songs or whatever, and we got to get them recorded and get them out there. And
right.
You know, for him, for his son, for his family, for us, you know, for everybody.
Well, for the love of fuzz. Right. For fuzz sakes. For the love of fuzz.
And we're going to do one of those new songs next.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Okay, The Fiends.
Oh, this me and Greg wrote this one.
Live on set here.
Oh, which one are we going to do?
Out of time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, you guys don't be out of time, okay? Made up my mind, you're out of time.
And that was a new one. A new one.
Oh, yeah. So we just really want to keep the name going, The Fiends, because if we don't keep the name going, some country funk band is going to take the name in Canada, and they'll play country funk. And people will Google it, and they'll Google, and they'll get, like, country
fiends.
Funk.
It's doesn't
yeah no
doesn't
no no
well
no
off
that's not
tongue.
What it's about. It's about
keeping Greg's music alive and his spirit alive.
It's about keeping the fiends. Okay, we're not gonna let any secrets go or anything.
No.
What are we playing now? Adult.
Nighttime.
This one's a cover called Nighttime.
Our
who
very own special version of it.
But who did it originally?
Us.
The Strange Love.
Ready?
Get up in the morning, you know I'm tired of sitting. Sound in my eyes playing tricks with my head. Work like a dog, job every night.
If any of you know what other almost famous Vancouver band...
Scramblers.
Okay. Prize to Marcus.
He studied for this, obviously. Actually, ask That's Marcus anything. He knows everything. Yeah, he has a Ouija board tattooed on his chest.
Yeah, I do.
What was the question
just
going to be?
Just check.
What other famous, almost famous Vancouver band also did a cover of that song?
Oh, okay. We Scrabble's. Do it better, though.
Yeah, there's a YouTube video or something of them doing it. That's the only reason I know that.
Oh, I actually saw it live like a couple of times in 1986.
Yeah, same here, Evan.
80 what?
86.
No, it wasn't 86.
That's
for me.
When
like
I met Evan. I had
89,
I had a fake ID. I was 16.
They played with DOA at the Town Pump.
I was there, Evan. Remember, you bought me a beer.
Yeah, right. And I was contributing to Miners. I know.
I was wearing purple velvet pants.
Yeah, I thought I would go for the 14-year-old or something at that time. But.
That was my friend. And she turned you down.
Yeah, well, good thing jailbait's always a bad plan, but sorry.
Did you have another question, or should we carry on into the next song?
Yeah, I have a question.
We could
I have a question
answer.
For you, Marcus.
Okay, go ahead.
No, I can't.
Okay,
are you ready?
This is another original.
That's my question. Are you ready?
That's a good question.
We wrote like about 5 years ago.
Yeah, are you ready?
It's a real kick-ass song. Okay.
Single off our next record, everyone's favorite.
What is it?
Well, you know what?
Snake Chama.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's
okay.
It starts exactly
like
that.
I don't think
Tanya
actually really knows the meaning of what Snake Charma is, right?
Of course she does. Not in the song.
I just
context,
don't show you guys, hey, because, you know, I got a boyfriend. Hey, you know that? The guy I've been dating for
Tanya's
9 years.
Tanya's
more of a husband, really.
And if you think.
On CITR from a soon to be coming out album.
We're really gonna try and get this out for October.
All recorded.
Oh, yeah, talk to Ruud about
There's a lot like we got this recorded, we got that recorded. We still gotta get in there and get it finished. But the goal is that we're gonna try and get it out for the Fiends annual Halloween show, which we've been doing for how many years? We're gonna try and get it out for that.
Right.
See what goes on, but there's another show that we got coming on, and it's called the Oddball.
We get the Oddball.
The Oddball.
July 10th, I think.
July 10th.
Funkies. 10th, Funky Winker Beats.
Winker Winker Beats, okay.
Which is going to be a great lineup.
The 15th with the Living Dead Beats, and he's Family Boys.
But at the Oddball one, there's two nights, Friday and Saturday, and just a wicked lineup. Motorama's going to be on there.
It's a benefit for local photographers and artists that have to do with the music scene as well.
Oh, yeah, they were playing a breast cancer awareness benefit.
Is it an annual thing, or is it one of the first ones?
No, it's the first one,
18th. No, 19th at the building.
Sounds pretty good. So you're playing that, and then, so July, and then on the 15th.
We have a lot of gigs in July, and then we're going to take a break, and we're going to record.
Right.
There's a lot of songs that these guys wrote with Greg and before he passed away, and we're going to finish them.
Yeah.
For the love of Fuzz and for the love of Greg, and we're going to do it.
Were there any songs that time you're not that you didn't feel like you're not comfortable doing
I'm not comfortable talking to you.
Wow,
what a jerk.
That's it for tonight.
Yeah, really. You're such a jerk. Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we got one more song, and
we got two more.
Doing some of our songs we worked on together, and then doing some of Greg's songs, I listened to it over now as somebody who is singing it. But then I was an audience before, and I loved it. But now that I'm just so amazed at how he phrased everything and how he sang everything, it was amazing.
Yeah,
he was a great vocalist.
Yeah, he was truly great.
I'm glad that they asked me, because I'm a woman. I'll bring something different to it. If they asked a man, I think it would be compared to my...
Hey, don't you have a penis?
Hey, come on. I said that above the equator.
I showed you.
Hey, do we got time for two more, Ben?
Yes.
We 11
just,
minutes,
5 minutes. We just have one more.
Two more. No, we got two more, and these are two Greg Johnson songs.
You say we have 5 minutes? We only have time for one more, then.
Well, no. You got about six.
Oh, 11 minutes. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we're just going to blast these off. Ben, thanks again for having us
out
here.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
It's good to be back up here.
And come out and see your local Fiend.
We'll put you on the guest list. Hey!
Thanks, man.
Fiends live on CITR. July 10th at Funky Ringo Beans?
10th, yeah, I believe it's.
And, and July 15th.
Just look for the oddball posters. You'll see it.
Funky Ringo Beans.
Yeah, we don't own
and
calendars.
Princeton, July 15th.
Oh, and Tanya's birthday on July 2nd at Lana Lou's.
Oh, you know, that's a private event.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Just come and crash.
Get to know me. You'll be invited.
Awesome. The Fiends, I'm live on CITR. Thank you so much for coming out.
Thanks again.
Thanks for having us.
Irene and Evan Simmons and French for everything else. And coming up next, Funk My Life.
Hello, crowd. Hello, friends. Hello, nemesis. We've got another episode of Funk My Life because it is Thursday on CITR 101.9 FM and it is 11 p.m. now. So we're going to go into, well, okay, so a lot of times I do talk about the United Kingdom as a big source of soul, of funk, of all these a little bit off the beat dance tunes. So we're going to go right back into that, and it is a strong representation by the UK tonight. We're going to start with the Voodoo Trombone Quartet, and I'm actually really surprised. So I was looking through my playlist, and I have not played a single one of their songs, and they are incredible. They combine live music along with produced electronic music, and it's extremely danceable, yet it's got that sort of modern day gypsy jazz kind of sound. So we're gonna start with some of that tonight and go into a bunch of dance tunes. Once again, you're listening to Funk My Life. Check us out at www.funkmylife.com. So I should get the volume up.